Okay, so we're on volume 23, 925, 1927. So Jesus says, you must know. If you want to learn about the divine will, read the book, You Must Know. Everywhere in the 36 volumes, we took out You Must Know and put it here. And as you go through this, you begin to understand this is not normal. This is, it's divine. God, like he says, listen to what he says. You must know this. To understand the divine will, you must know this. And just as my holy humanity enclosed all the goods of redemption and issued them for the good of the redeemed ones, it is also wanted to enclose within itself all the acts, all the goods of the little children of the kingdom of my divine fiat. Everything is registered with God. And we're going to do everything one with God. There's not going to be any human inadequacies anymore. And, I mean, it's not here yet. I mean, some people say, well, I'm living in the divine. No, no, you just started reading. It's only been a year and a half. You're not even close to what God wants. You got to read. You got to study. You got to put this into practice. It's a new beginning that's coming for all of humanity. And it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. So Jesus says, therefore, as the soul does her act in the divine will. What does that mean? Jesus, breathe in my breathing. That's an act. Jesus, blink in my blinking. That's an act. Jesus, beat in my heart beating. That's an act. As the soul begins to do her acts in the divine will, I, God, listen to this, expand her capacity. Okay, it's like a balloon, he says. He gives us more to do more with him. And then he says, and I place my acts in the soul, so as she gradually enters my kingdom and keeps admitting her acts, Jesus, breathe in my breathing, beat in my heart beating, dance in my dancing, sing in my singing, drive in my driving, swim in my swimming. As you keep on admitting your acts, I, God, keep expanding your capacity in order to deposit in her all the acts that my holy humanity possesses, so as to complete in her the kingdom of my divine will. Now, Jesus said to Louisa, I could breathe into Adam. Adam was infinite dust. I could put as much as I wanted into Adam. He says, but Louisa, you're already created. You're already formed. So what I'm going to do is each word that I speak to you is a puff that I'm going to breathe in you. Each word that you read, I will keep on expanding your capacity to be filled with this gift as I filled Adam. See, it's not going to happen the same way as with Adam. It can't. We're not dust. But God's going to expand our capacity. So the more that you read, this is why Jesus says you must know this. As you do your acts and your rounds in the divine will, as you continue to do this, God keeps expanding your capacity to begin to live this abundant life, which is the life of Jesus and Mary. Jesus says this. Okay. Therefore, I call you. Now he's calling us. God is calling us to work together with me. He wants us to work together with Jesus. Remember when Jesus says, you're going to do far greater things than me. We go, wait a minute. How can we do far greater things than God? Well, we fly in a plane. Jesus has never flown in a plane. Jesus flying my flying. Jesus driving my driving. Jesus roller skating my roller skating. We're doing things that Jesus never did, but that's just the surface. He says, I call you to work together with me and in this way, my kingdom. So he's teaching us how to be in God's image and likeness, okay, to do what God does. A friend of mine, his father left Ireland, 30 years before my, 30 years. And then he was born in the United States and he became a seminarian. And he said to his dad, let's go back to Ireland. I want to see the town that we grew up in. So they get back to Ireland. And that morning he gets up to walk to church. And this guy yells out to him and says, are you a Murphy? And he goes, yeah, I'm a Murphy. How do you know I'm a Murphy? He goes, you walk like your father. He hadn't seen his father in 30 years. You see, the image and likeness is coming. It doesn't mean we're going to walk like Jesus. But when you look at a baby, you look and, oh, there's the father. Oh, no, there's the mother. No, there's the father. No, it's you see the parents. And that's what's happening with we're entering into the image and likeness of Jesus, the new Adam, Mary, the new Eve. So Jesus says, let's work together. I work preparing the earth, and it is necessary to purify it. The earth is too sullied. There is a certain points that they do not deserve to exist anymore. You see why it's like the flood. There are certain places that pure evil, and they do not exist. They do not need to exist. More so, since many are their evils, therefore it is necessary that both its inhabitants and the sullied earth itself disappear. What's coming is going to be really tough. But Jesus said the survivors will be living in the divine will. Why? We are letting go of all that is human to embrace the divine. Jesus says, the kingdom of my divine will is the holiest. The kingdom of my divine will is the purest. The kingdom of my divine will is the most beautiful and orderly kingdom that must come upon earth. Therefore, it is necessary, listen to this, that the earth be prepared and purified. And so, while I work on purifying it, and if needed, on destroying places and peoples unworthy of a kingdom so holy, you, Louisa, shall work by moving heaven and earth with your acts done in my volition. See, Jesus is saying, I'll take care of those you love. If you pray at the moment of death, I will talk to them. And I will say to them, you know, you're heading for the abyss. Do you want heaven or do you want hell? See, Jesus loves us very much. He died forever. He said to the Father, I don't want to lose anyone that you have given me. And the Father said, you won't lose anyone except the one who was destined to be lost. See, it's we have to trust in him. That's why we go to Holy Mass. That's why we spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament. That's why we look at him and fall in love with him. He's our God. He's our Savior. He's our everything. Jesus says, your echo shall be incessant. What's the echo? May your kingdom come, may your will be done. May your kingdom come, may your will be done. That you shall make resound in all creation, asking for the kingdom of my fiat, and with your continuous acts, and if needed, your pains, and even your life, in order to impetrate a good so great, and a kingdom that you'll bring so much happiness. Therefore, mind nothing else but the work we are supposed to do. So what Jesus is saying to us is the same thing. Don't think about anything. Don't think about complaining or negative. Be positive. The kingdom is coming. Be positive. The kingdom is coming. No more negativity. You know, when a negative thought comes in, just say, nope, I gave that up. That's the martyrdom. I'm not going to give life to negativity. I'm not going to give life to fear. I'm not going to give life to worry. I'm not going to give life to anything that is opposed to God. God goes good. So that's why, like television, when something comes on and it's not of God, that's it. God is showing you that he doesn't want you to see this. I said to a friend of mine 40 years ago, my first assignment, 47 years ago, I said to my friend, he came in, he says, my daughters are arguing about which channel they should watch. I said, throw it out. Throw the TV right out. You know? And then, you know, the next week he came in, he said, well, I threw the TV out. I went, I didn't need to throw it out. And he says, they're miserable. And then 2 weeks later, he says, they're friends. And they haven't had TV. And now here's a guy with four daughters. He has over 30 children in his family now. I mean, I'm telling you, be fruitful and multiply. Watch what God is going to do. When we turn to God, everything becomes positive. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They were fighting over TV channels, and now he has, what is it, 30 grandchildren. I mean, come on. This is great. Volume 23, 10-2, 1927. I thought to myself, who knows what sanctity my first father Adam possessed? And what value his first acts done in the kingdom of the divine fiat contained. And how can I impetrate a kingdom, beg for this kingdom, plead for this kingdom, pray for this kingdom so holy upon earth again? As I am the only one occupied with obtaining a good so great. She was all alone. God bless her. She was all alone. But while I was thinking of this, my always loved Jesus came and from within my interior, he wants us to know this, sending rays of light, and that light converted into words. And he told me, Louisa, daughter, firstborn daughter of my divine will, I want to reveal to you, as daughter of my divine will, the sanctity of the one who possesses the kingdom of my divine fiat. He's talking about Adam. At the beginning of creation, Adam's kingdom had its life, its perfect dominion, and its complete triumph. So it is not completely foreign to the human family. And because it is not foreign to the human family, there is all the sure hope for it to return again into their midst to reign and dominate. This dominion is coming. See how the devil tries to fool us with dominion? It's God who demands. It's his dominion. The kingdom is coming. When I first saw that those machines, I said, what a jerk. He's trying to, you know, lead us to, oh, I hate the word dominion. We don't want the dominion. Yes, we do. We want Jesus to dominate. Now, you must know that Adam possessed such sanctity when he was created by God, and his acts, even the slightest, had this, such value. This is Adam. That no saint, either before Adam or after my coming upon earth, can be compared to Adam's sanctity. And all of their acts together do not reach the value of one single act of Adam. Why? God was in Adam. He blinked and God was blinking in his blinking. Because in my divine will, he possessed the fullness of divine sanctity, the totality of all divine goods. And do you know what fullness means? It means to be filled to the brim, to the point of overflowing with light, with sanctity, with love. That's the divine will. Light, sanctity, and love. And all the divine qualities of God. We're to be in God's image and likeness in such a way as to be able to fill heaven and earth over which he had dominion. I love that. And through which his kingdom extended. Therefore, each one of Adam's acts done in this fullness of divine goods had such value that no one else, as much as he might sacrifice himself, suffer, and do good, but does not possess the kingdom of my divine will, and its total dominion can be compared to one alone of these acts that Adam did in the kingdom of my divine will. Therefore, the glory, the love that Adam gave me, as long as he lived in the kingdom of my divine will, no one has ever given to me. Because in his acts, Adam gave me fullness. Adam gave me totality of all goods. And only in my divine will can these acts be found. Outside of it, they do not exist. Therefore, Adam had his riches. Adam has acts of infinite value because God was one with him, that my eternal will communicated to him before the divinity, because in creating Adam, God left nothing empty within Adam, but everything was divine fullness as much as a creature could contain. That's what's coming back to us. See, this is not about being a saint. It's about sharing in divinity. What you hear, what Jesus says about Adam, he's going to breathe in us again. We're not going to just be holy, good, and saintly, but we're going to share in divinity. That's the divine will. That's what's coming. And when Adam fell into sin, these acts, these riches of his, this glory and perfect love that he had given to his creator were not destroyed. On the contrary, it is by virtue of them and of his operating done in my divine fiat that he earned the redemption. And this is where the Essenes come in. They're longing for Jesus. They're longing for the Messiah. And see, that's where we have to be, in longing for the kingdom. It has to be our life. And everything that we think, everything that we say, everything that we do, is we're going to long for the fulfillment of the Our Father. Father, may your kingdom come. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Sorry.
I knew it was coming. Okay. So Jesus says, listen to this. This is so good. No one had possessed the kingdom of my divine will, even for a short time, could not remain without redemption. One who possesses this kingdom enters into such bonds and such rights with God that God himself feels him with him the strength of his own chains that bind him. To he's one with God, and God cannot get rid of him. See, what's coming is, if you love Jesus, God bless you. I mean, if you go to Holy Mass, God bless you. If you spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament, God bless you. If you're praying the rosary, your memory is becoming of Jesus and Mary, God bless you. It's a new beginning that God has given you. And now he wants to fulfill it completely. Bring us back to where Adam was before the fall. My daughter, by living in the kingdom of our will, Adam had penetrated into our divine boundaries and that are intermittable. And Adam had placed his acts, his glory, his love for his God everywhere. And as our child, with the acts that Adam emitted, he brought us our riches, our joys, our glory, our love. His echo resounds in our whole being as ours resounded in his being. There was no separation. But once Adam said, I'm going to listen to the evil one, his lies, God said, then you have to go with him. And that's where we've been for 6,000 years. The last 2,000 years, God has redeemed us. And now Jesus says, now's the time that I'm going to sanctify my people. That's why everything's falling apart. A friend of mine had a shanty. And every year he would get a couple bucks here and a couple bucks there. And he put a new wall in or put a new window in. Then he got some money. He tore it down and he built a really beautiful house. And that's what's happening here. Our shanty is going to be gone. The earth is going to be perfect. This is a great time to be alive. It's a great time. Oh, power of my divine fiat operating in the creature who, letting herself be infested by its divine light, does not refuse its dominion and its kingdom. That kills me. I mean, the evil one, I'm going to use dominion for me. And God goes, well, why don't you see my dominion? And if Adam deserved compassion, it was because of the first period of his life was in the kingdom of the divine will. And if the Blessed Virgin Mary, the celestial sovereign lady, though she was alone, was able to obtain the coming of the kingdom of the divine fiat within herself, she gave birth to the Lord, Mother of God, Theotokos. If my very holy humanity was able to form the kingdom of redemption, it was only because it possessed the whole entireness and the immensity of the kingdom of the eternal volition, because wherever it extends, it embraces everything and can do anything. And there is no power against it that can constrain it. So one alone who possesses the kingdom of my most holy divine will is worth more than everything and everyone, and can earn and impetrate what all others together can neither earn nor obtain. What Jesus has breathed into Louisa, the one, she's born of original sin. She's not immaculately conceived like our Blessed Mother. But here was one finally, after 2,000 years, that would say yes to Jesus. Yes, Lord, whatever you want. So he said to her, no more drinking, no more eating, no more sleeping. She said, yes, yes, yes. Father Bucci's sister, after Louisa died, was brought down from the upstairs, the second floor. And she picked up Louisa and brought her down. I mean, it was basically a young girl. And they said to her, was she heavy? She said, no, she was light as a feather. Because Jesus in the scripture says those living in the divine will are as light as feathers. You're going to be surprised. What God has planned for you, he did not reveal to the saints because it wasn't time. What God has revealed to you in the book of heaven is going to be, you're going to be in ecstasy. It's just beautiful. Volume 23, 10, 16, 19, 27. I continued praying my round. We're going to learn how to do that. in the acts of the divine fiat. And as I arrived at the sea of the celestial mother, this ocean of love that she had formed in the unity of the divine will, I thought to myself, my sovereign mom, see, Louisa could go to heaven. Okay. In your prayer, you'll be reading. This is, I can guarantee you, you'll be reading and you'll be so happy. You will say, why am I so happy? You know, I just read this yesterday, but this is really beautiful today. I really believe that God takes us to heaven. He explains to us in detail what this is about and then brings us back with the divine anesthesia. And you're happy. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. All of a sudden you go, wow, this is great. And then you read it again. You go, why was I so? It was because God just brought you to heaven. It's the same thing. Louisa went to heaven continuously. Mary went to heaven continuously. It's we're not talking about contemplative prayer. It's beyond that. It's where Jesus wants to take you. You can be, like I said, in Cana in Galilee. It's what God has planned. This is not saintly. It's divine. And Jesus will take you where he wants to take you. And that's the thing. The bivocation that he tells Louisa is not what the saints went through. It's what Jesus gave to Louisa, which Jesus is giving to us if we wish. And it's a new beginning that is, you can't explain it. It's like Louisa says, I can't say anything more because it sounds like I'm mumbling. It's the words of heaven. It's the light of heaven that he gives you, and there's no way to explain it. It's really an amazing thing that's happening. So Jesus says, she says, my sovereign mama did not have the interest of infiltrating the kingdom of the divine will, because if she had it in this unity in which she lived, just as she obtained the kingdom of the redemption, she would obtain that of the divine will. And my sweet Jesus, moving to my interior, told me, my daughter, to all appearance, it may seem, listen to this, the whole interest of our mother and queen was for the kingdom of redemption, but it is not true. That was the external part. The interior was all for the kingdom of my divine will. In fact, Mary, the Blessed Mother, who knew all the value of the divine will and the complete glory for her creator and the maximum and complete good for humanity, could not do without asking for the kingdom of the eternal fiat. On the contrary, by obtaining the redemption, she laid the foundation of the kingdom of my divine will. And it can be said that Our Lady prepared materials for it. See, it's always Jesus and Mary. It's always Jesus and Mary. It's never Jesus alone. It's never Mary alone. It's the new Adam and the new Eve. I said this to a priest years ago at one of the conferences. And, you know, he was huffing and puffing. And the next year he showed up and he goes, guess what? I said, He goes, Jesus is the new Adam. Mary is the new Eve. And I go, yeah. He goes, I heard it all my life, but I never knew it. I know it now. And he was so in love with the divine will. That's what's going to happen to each and every one of us. All of a sudden, this bolt of lightning hits us. And we go, wow, wow. It can be said that Our Lady prepared materials for it. And it is necessary to do the minor things in order to obtain the greater. And this is why I, God, had to give the first field to redemption, almost to build the factory of the kingdom of the divine fiat. If a kingdom is not formed, how can a king say that this is his kingdom and that he dominates? More so, since the sovereign queen of heaven is the only and sole one in the glory of the celestial fatherland, because she's the only one with a body next to Jesus. As the only and sole one, she formed her whole life in my divine will, and a mother loves and a mother wants for her children to possess her same glory. The triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary is we become like Jesus. That's her triumph. Finally, her children are beginning to act and believe in the way Jesus acted and believed. Again, 36 or 100 fold. It depends on what you want. That's what you're going to get. And she in heaven cannot communicate all her glory, all her greatness, all her sovereignty, that she, Mary, possesses, because she does not find anyone who has lived her same continual life in the most holy divine will. So now Jesus is talking to us. Therefore, Our Lady longs for the children of its kingdom so as to have all her glory. This is the triumph, be reflected in them and to be able to say, I have my children who equal me in glory. And now I am happier because my glory is the same glory as my children's. The happiness of a mother is more than that of her children and her own. More so for the celestial mother who, in my will, more than a mother, conceived all the redeemed ones and formed the very life of the children of my divine will. This gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies is astonishing. It is astonishing. I want to pray the prayer that Archbishop Ficheri gave to us. We'll just pray this silently, okay? In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. O most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we praise and thank you for the gift of holiness you granted to your faithful servant, Luisa Ficaretta. She lived her father in your divine will and became under the influence of the Holy Spirit, similar to your son, who died on the cross due to his obedience. She was a victim and a host to welcome to you, thus contributing to the redemption of mankind. Her virtues of obedience, humility, supreme love of Christ and the Church lead us to ask you for the gift of her glorification on earth, so that your glory may shine and your kingdom of truth, justice, and love may spread all over the world, in the particular charisma of the Fia Voluntas to us, Sicut in Cielo and in Terra. We appeal to her merits attained for you, most Holy Trinity, the particular grace which we pray to you with the intention to fulfill your divine will. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. And may the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Luisa. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God bless you. Now, anybody who wants to get anointed, we'll do that now.